Welcome to SBS Malayalam Radio, Mr. Arun Kumar Goel.
Thank you. I was the first person to announce that in Australia, we would have a new regional language service that is in Malayalam as an addition last year when we came to know that this would be another service being offered by SBS. I am more than happy to connect with our Malayalam speaking audience through SBS Malayalam service and would do my best to explain how we function here, and maybe it will go some way in removing the normal misgivings about the work of the consulate.
Thank you, Mr. Goel. The Indian diaspora in Australia is increasing every year, and India has become the major source of migrants to Australia recently. In tune with that, do you plan to increase the consular services so to increase or to strengthen the consulate here?
See, a large proportion of the consular work of the consulates, Sydney, Melbourne, and Perth, as also the High Commission in Canberra, has been outsourced to an agency called VFS, which does the initial processing of the requests. The outsourced agency, based on the total volume of consular services, hires employees in each of these places so that the number of employees working at any given time is always commensurate with the anticipated workload, and this helps avoid delay in the service provided to the applicants. We are very careful. We monitor the workload on a weekly, monthly basis, and I'm happy to say that all these statistics I have started putting on the consulate's website so that any person wanting to know how long it will take can just refer to the last month's statistics, and we are happy to say there's no backlog at all.
I have talked to many of our listeners prior to this interview, and they often compare the services provided by any Australian government office and the Indian consulate. The major complaint they raise is that the consular services seem more complicated and time-consuming. Have you ever noticed this, or do you plan to take any action in this regard?
I think this feeling or observation is not right. What I have seen is, without defending either side, I think we are way more than efficient, provided the person seeking a service is clear-headed, his request or question is clearly worded, and is short and to the point. Problem is, we Indians never present the whole story. There is always a catch which comes to light much later. Example, someone came the other day and said, can he get an OCI card? I said, sure, why not? He says he has tried many times but could not get. At no stage did he tell me that he's a Fiji Indian for whom a separate set of rules apply. People come to seek a visa without saying they are from Bangladesh, Pakistan, or Afghanistan, where again different rules apply. So you have to be very clear upfront. Like going to a doctor, you have to say, lay out the cards on the table. And then we have to assess if one or two requirements are lacking, how best to address them. If we do not know the whole picture, obviously it will take much longer.
But how can you expect every Indian migrant to be good in English language to communicate clearly and precisely in minimum words? Don't you think that we have to give the service to every common man?
To illustrate the point, this is what I tell my children, even my wife at home, before you lift the phone or press the call button, write down or be very clear what you are going to ask. It's not after switching the button on you start thinking what my question is. In today's day and age, time is at a premium. You have to state what you want in the minimum possible words in a clearly matter. Even when people send me letters, a complicated problem like family abuse case. I said in the opening paragraph, it should be very clear, like in 4 or 5 lines, what the problem is, how is it happened. Detail can be gone into later. This consulate has 4 incoming telephone lines, 4 outgoing lines. Now, if the caller to the consulate is going to be long-worded about his problem, taking endless amount of time, all other people trying to telephone the consulate are going to get a busy signal. The receptionist who gets the call has to understand your question very quickly and pass on the call to someone else in the consulate for further processing. So that is why I said, if you have written down, if you have thought about what you are going to ask and then picked up the telephone, maybe your question would be clearer, shorter, and to the point.
Okay, and coming to another issue, there have been lots of changes in customs laws in India recently, including the quantity of jewelry or cash you can carry to India. But most of the NRIs don't have a clear idea about it. They face difficulties when landing an Indian airport. Is there any service by the consulate which provides such information?
I'm glad you asked this question. Yes, the regulations concerning what the travelers can take with them in terms of currency or gold has been changing in recent times. This consulate's website has a link, Guide for Travelers, which directs the users to the Indian Customs and Excise website, where all the latest information on customs regulations are available. And we always encourage everyone to go through this useful guide before traveling to India. Now, the changes in India have been necessitated because gold has been a big problem for Government of India. The amount of gold which is being brought into India is the main reason for country's budget deficit. So recently, Government of India, with the idea of curbing total expenditure on gold, put a 10% duty and on import of gold price, as also restricted the amount of jewelry people could bring so as to combat smuggling. This has meant changes in gold laws, as also on the cash currency being brought in. But these regulations, as I've just said, can be seen on the website, customs website.
Okay. Another confusing issue is the recent reports on the repealing of OCI and PAO cards. There are many reports in news media that these two cards will be repealed and will be replaced by another single card. When such confusions arise or such news reports come, people don't have any source of clear information. Can people get information from the consulate?
We have also seen only media reports on replacing OCI and PAO card with some other document. However, this issue is still under consideration by Indian government and nothing concrete is available with us at this moment. It's just a news report. Like everything appearing in the newspaper need not be true. We still have to see if there is any move on. We have no further information.